Hi, friends, and greetings again today in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's a wonderful thing today to know that you're a Christian, and by being a Christian means that when you die, you're going to heaven. And you remember that God said in His Word, if you know anything about the Bible, He said, I go away and prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. These are comforting words, dear friend, and we know of all the chaos and the sin and the problems that we have in this life. Job said, a man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. He comes forth like a flower, and a few days he's cut down and continueth not. So if all we had to look forward to is get up every day and go to work, if we lived 1,000 years on this life, in this world, it would be miserable. That's Paul said, if only we had hope in this life, we'd be of all men most miserable. And we've written just a little pamphlet that we'd like to send you. If you would just write down our address at the end of this broadcast, we'd like to send this to you. It asks a question, are you going to heaven? It gives about 18 things that people may be trusting in to take them to heaven, but we give you the biblical account, what the Bible has to say that you must do to go to heaven. And if you're already saved, if you had asked for a few, we'd be glad to pass them to you, that you could give them out in your community and be a missionary there where you are. And we want to talk today, our subject will be about an able God. You know, we find in the Gospels that God is always an able God. He always brought His people through. Now in Hebrews chapter 7, if you have your Bible, would you please turn and let us read together. This talks about the priests that were before Jesus. Now He is our great high priest. You see, you don't have to go down to the church and confess your sins to the minister, the preacher, or the priest, but He is our great high priest forever, the Bible said, after the order of Melchizedek. And then in Hebrews chapter 7 and verses 24, for this man, talking about Jesus, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. You see, all the priests, the natural priests that are born of a woman, you see, they die. And they had to come and offer sins for themselves every year and also for the sins of the people, that they may push back sin for just another year. But you see, after Jesus Christ came, friend, He is now our great high priest, and He's an unchangeable. You see, the priests were always changing in the Old Testament days, but now Jesus came to be our great high priest, and He is an able God. He said here, He is able to save to the uttermost. And that makes me realize, regardless of how far in sin that we've gone, regardless of how mean we are, sometimes we give up on people. But my friend, God never gives up on anybody. As long as we have breath in our body, I'm glad that God, a friend, is able to reach down into the farthest pits of hell and save the most vilest sinner that there could ever be. You know, Jesus, He said He didn't come to save good people, but He came to save the bad people. He said, I came to seek and to save that which is lost. So the whole world today, they're lost people. Everybody, because of one man's sin, the man Adam, we are all sinners, and yet by the sacrifice of one, meaning the sacrifice of the blood of the Son of God, we can all be made whole today. So the Apostle Paul, one of the great writers of the Bible, and we believe of this epistle of the Hebrews, you know, Paul said of himself, he said, I am the chiefest of sinners. Christ came to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Now the Apostle Paul was a murderer, friend, and you can't get any lower in sin, you cannot be stooped any lower in life than to be a murderer, because you're taking somebody else's life. And this man, had the papers in his pocket on the way to Jerusalem, if he found anybody teaching in this way, meaning in the way of Christianity, that he was to bring them bound back to Jerusalem and put them in jail, and he was taking their lives. And you know, there was a great light from heaven reached down or shone down about noonday and brought the Apostle Paul to his knees. And therefore he cried out and said, Lord, what would thou havest me to do? And he recognized that it was God. You know, and there's something about this supernatural God that does a supernatural work in our life that is beyond human reasoning. We can't understand it. My friend, I cannot explain to you how God can come into your heart where you are, that you can feel the Spirit of God by these radio waves going thousands of miles from us here in this city of Nashville, Tennessee. But it's reaching, the airwaves are reaching over where you are just now. And you can feel the Spirit of God, my dear friend. I cannot explain that. To you that know Jesus Christ in a free pardon of sin, you can smile with me. You can rejoice with me. You can be overjoyed in your heart because you recall that day or that hour where that you too felt like you were the chief sinner, that you were the meanest person on earth, and you heard about Jesus Christ, this great high priest that was able to deliver you, that he loved you regardless of how low you may be in life. And that word reached your heart and saved your soul. And what did he do? He did like he did the psalmist David, and like me, he put a song in our hearts, even praises unto his name. I'm glad for the joy that God is able to bring into our lives. So he's an able God. He's able to transform our lives. You see, only God is able to do this. When God changes our life, he changes our walk. He changes our desires, and even the things that we once loved, we now hate those things. You know, people sometimes, they get on alcohol, and they seem like they can't function, they can't live without this evil spirit. And some get on some kind of drugs, and they become addicted to these things. They think, I can't live without this. But my friend, when the Lord Jesus Christ comes into your life, you are a brand new person. He changes your desire. And we, as unbelievers, you know, I didn't like Christians. I didn't want to be around Christians. But after God saved my soul, he put a song in my heart, a desire to want to hear. I remember I didn't know anything at all about the Bible. I, like a lot of people, attended church and Sunday school, but I never did get anything out of it because my mind was not really centered upon Christian things. I had what I thought to be other things to do in life, more important thing. But I'll tell you the most important thing that anybody could ever do in life, and that is, what are you going to do with Jesus? That's what Pilate had to say when they brought him before Pilate. He washed his hands with water and said, what shall I do with Jesus, which is called the Christ? So we've got to do something with him. His blood is upon us and our children. And so not only is God able to save us, but he's able to keep us from falling. You know, if I had to keep myself, if I had to depend upon my power and strength, friend, I wouldn't last 24 hours. But Jude, verses 24, he said, now be unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory and exceeding joy. Now, you see, God doesn't save you, friend. I wrestled many days, many years upon the thought, well, if I give my life to God, I can't hold out. I can't live a Christian life. The persecutions are too severe. The life is too straight. It is too hard. But my friend, God comes and lives and takes his abode in our life. He lives within us, and he does not turn us loose to make it on our own or to do the best we can. Brother, I'll tell you, God, when he comes into our life, we have this supernatural strength that the world doesn't have today. And I'm glad that God is able to keep us from falling. In 1 Peter 1 and 8, he said, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though ye now see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Thank God for the joy that Jesus places in our hearts. You see, the joy of the Spirit of God. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You see, we don't have to go to a certain place. It is good to go to church and assemble ourselves together. The Bible said we should not forsake this. But I'll tell you, wherever you are, in a solitary place, if you're listening to my voice today, you may be alone in your room. You may be alone out in some destitute place. And I receive information that sometimes Christians gather around their shortwave radio and they listen to what I have to say, and they're encouraged and they're built up in the Lord. And that's what the Word of God does. It's able to help us and strengthen us and to build us up in the Lord. I find in Daniel chapter 3, there were three Hebrew children. They were cast in the den, you see, and they were going to be destroyed. And we find that, in the fire furnace, rather, and we find the king said, is your king, your God, able to deliver you? In Daniel chapter 3 and verses 15, if you'd like to read it for yourself. And here's the answer that came back. Said, we won't be careful to answer you about this matter. Said, if it be so that our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fire furnace, and he will deliver. Notice they said, God is able to deliver us, and he will deliver us out of thine hand. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy God. So friend, either way it goes, if God will not deliver you out of the condition that you're in, and that means that your life is going to be taken, you're going to die. You may be in a hospital room today. You may be facing some problem that you don't know how to cope with. But friend, you can't lose either way, because to live is Christ and to die is gain, and to be with Christ is far better. Thank God for the hope that we have, and he's an able God today. Would you bow with me just now in a moment of prayer? Heavenly Father, thank you for the assurance that we have in our God today that's able to deliver us and able to present us faultless before our Father which is in heaven. And we're glad for the keeping power, the joy that we have in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We ask all these favors and blessings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.